Hello and welcome to the One Sealed Letter podcast, where we explore the legacy of letter writing and bring this beautiful art form into the 21st century. I'm your host, Kate Collier, the voice and warm body behind this podcast, and Catherine Hastings and Company, our sponsor. For the past couple months, I've been running regular letter writing sessions where I set aside an hour and informally invite people to come write letters with me. It's an interesting combination, as letters are, of company and solitude. Usually I'll do a short meditation, maybe a stretch, and then give some prompts, and then we get into writing letters, and there's a lot of space for writing letters. I have recorded some of the sessions, but uploading them, the format wasn't great because there was so much quiet space that it was taking up 40 or 50 minutes of a video when there wasn't anything that was being said. And so I'm going to do a few mini episodes, each one covering the prompts that we do in these sessions. So whether or not you can make it, you'll have this available to you. And if it's a topic that you're interested in, I'd recommend saving the episode so that you can revisit it whenever you're trying to write the type of letter that we're covering in that session. In this episode, we're covering a rather weighty topic. It's letters to loved ones who have passed. I did an earlier episode about letters to the dead, and I shared some of my thoughts on the ceremony of writing these types of letters, what I say, how I connect with the spirit of the person that I'm writing, or I kind of bring them into my heart center as I'm writing. You can go back and listen to that episode. This episode is a little bit different, and then I'm actually just going to lead you through the process in this episode. So if you're listening to this while you're driving or doing something else, obviously you can listen, or if you want to pause and speak the letter out loud to get some of the results of it, you can. Or you can just come back and listen to it when you're able to sit down at your desk and actually write. I'll let you know as we're recording this episode when to pause. So on the surface, this episode looks pretty short, but you might have 15, 20, 30 minutes between the different sections as you're writing down the thoughts and everything that are coming up. As we get started, I want you to come to a very comfortable seat. If you have any type of candle or oil lamp or incense, something that you can light ceremonially, I would go ahead and light that right now. And just take a moment to be in your body, to be in this physical space. You can look at the light if you have a candle and just kind of ground in this moment in time and space. And then I want you to slowly close your eyes. You might need to shift your body slightly. Sometimes I carry pain in my hips or my hands. So if there's anything that you feel you just need to relax, give it a little shake. And I want you to bring your head to your left shoulder. So bring your ear closer to your left shoulder so that the right side of your neck stretches. Take your left hand and reach up to the right side of your neck and just give your neck a little rub. Rub onto the shoulder. Feel yourself relax. Take a deep breath in and out. Feel yourself relax. Now bring your right ear to your right shoulder and same thing. Switch with your other hand so your right hand comes up, rubs your neck and your upper back a little bit, just letting the tension release. Sometimes it feels good to stretch your chin up towards the ceiling so you can feel that. Just feel yourself fully arrive. If you want to pause and just take a few more minutes to breathe in your body and get present, you can. Or we can just continue. When you're ready, keeping your eyes closed, I want you to bring awareness to your hands. Bring your palms together and feel the warmth between your palms, whatever temperature it might be. I know for those of us listening to this episode, when it comes out, we're getting into winter, it's chilly, so you might feel the backs of your fingertips a little chilly. But notice how when you bring your palms together, a warmth is created. Slowly rub your hands back and forth, creating an extra bit of friction and warmth in your palms. We're going to do 3 deep belly breaths as we move our hands, creating this warmth. Breathe into your low belly. Feel it expanding like a balloon. When your breath is all the way in, hold. And then release. Do it again. Breathe in deep into your belly. When you've reached the top of your breath, you can't breathe anymore, do a quick hold. Relax those shoulders. Breathe out. Okay, last one. Breathe into the depths of your belly. Feel your waistband expand with all the air you're bringing in. Hold. Relax your jaw. And breathe out. You can keep your eyes closed, or if you want to open your eyes and look at the flame, you can do that. Bring awareness back to your hands again and really start to rub them back and forth, creating a warmth. And then I want you to bring an intention to the person that you're trying to connect with, or the person you are connecting with in writing this letter today. I want you to invite them as if you're talking to them out loud. So for instance, today I might write my friend Michelle, and I'll say, Michelle, I invite you into my space to be here for this letter. I want you to hear what I have to say, and I would love to hear your responses back. I'd love to feel your responses. You can take a moment to pause this episode if you want to say it in your own words. Basically, we're just inviting the person into the space. You don't need to have any particular spiritual belief or religious belief. We carry the people we love in our hearts, and we can connect to the feeling of them and the memory of them. And so in this meditation and in this exercise, suspend your disbelief, simply connect with them, heart to heart, feel them. When I invited Michelle in, I could feel her warmth and excitement, creating a space where all of us are safe for writing these letters. We're going to start just with some simple writing, getting to say hi to the person that we want to write. So first, just open your eyes. Take a moment. Take into your body the feeling of the space that you're in. You can notice what the room looks like around you. Your hands, flipping them over and back, realizing you're in your body now. And then on your piece of paper, I want you to say hello to them and just invite them in as you would when you're seeing someone you haven't seen for a long time. Just have that introduction. You can pause now while you write. And then once you've written your initial introduction to them in your letter, come back. Now that you've written your initial introduction, I want you just to close your eyes and feel them with you. Feel how they're feeling and feel how you're feeling. I've noticed in writing letters to loved ones who've passed that we all show up in different feelings at different times. And some of that can be related to how we're feeling in the moment, but also the cycle of grief that we're going through. I know when my cousin Elliot passed last year, it was all just so chaotic and raw that I almost felt like I couldn't make a good connection because he just needed time to rest in the transition is what I was feeling. And part of that was in me that I hadn't come to terms with it yet. And so for whatever stage that you're at in this new relationship, maybe with your loved one who's passed, or if it's been a long time, you might notice that they're showing up differently. And just to know that, just like a normal relationship on this side where everyone's in their body form, it's going to change every time how people are showing up. And so, not that you would necessarily have judgment, but I'd say if it feels really weighty, if it feels heavy, if it feels confusing or icky, just let it be that way. Feel into it, lean into it. And then I want you to feel your arms kind of wrap around yourself and wrap around this other person, and just be together, holding that energy of you both together. For some of you, it may have been a longer time that they passed, and so it might not be as raw, but you can still find that tenderness of being together in stillness. I often feel like that's one of the gifts when people do pass, is that we can be so intentional in our relationship with them that we can actually take this time to be present with them. How many times I've been in between things in my relationships where I see someone for 5 minutes and I'm on to the next thing. And in this moment, you can just be with them in your heart, holding them, and vice versa. When you're ready, I want you to open your eyes. And now we're going to go into the longer format of the letter. If you want some ideas of things to write about, you can write these down. So first, an update on what's new with you, how you're doing. An update on your mutuals, so other family members, other friends. When I wrote Michelle a year ago, one of our dearest friends was getting married, and so I told her all about the wedding and things she would have loved and how I felt her there. So if there's anything that you feel is important news, even just plans for Thanksgiving, plans for the holidays bring up both the light and the dark for us, and there might be a real grief of not having them there for the holidays. So I invite you to, with your updates, share where you wish they could be with you, things that you want to do to celebrate with them. This is a magical experience, and you're able to create it. You have the connection to connect with your loved ones. And so I invite you also to bring in some of your own magic. You can also make some requests, have fun with it. Say, or ask for a particular sign. Say, you know, over the holiday season, I'd love to see a symbol of maybe a yo-yo or something just kind of random that will let them know that they're thinking of you, and vice versa. Hummingbirds are ones that I see all the time, and we have a family of hummingbirds in front of our house. So another thing is just consider to ask them for some type of sign that they're thinking of you, that they love you, and that it's all okay too. I think, you know, there's always these feelings in our body form, like in our life form, that there's unanswered questions, and it never fully makes sense why people go when they go. Even when people die of old age, my, you know, grandmother Gamma passed at age 100, and that seems like what somebody who's 100 years old would do, but at the same time, she had been such a fixture in my life forever that it seemed just totally unjust that she would die. So, you know, if you have requests for your loved one of things they want them to show you, ask them outright. And then with it being the holiday season that we're heading into, I want you to think about giving and receiving of gifts and what you would like to give them. And it might be peace of mind. It might be a hug. It might be the ability to just feel and cry and be in whatever moment you are. And throughout the letter, I know you're going to pause this as you write, but I want you to take time, maybe even setting little timers for yourself every 5 to 10 minutes, maybe every 10 minutes, just to connect with your body. Close your eyes, put your hands on your heart, invite the person just to be with you, hold each other, and feel. And this is where it can just get really intense. So if you need to stand up, get some fresh air, take a walk, call a friend, take what you need, because sometimes things just come up and it can be really intense. And then finally, as you write this letter, I want you to let it be automatic, like automatic writing. Let it flow from you. I've given you some ideas of things to talk about, but just write. Just let it come through. The grammar doesn't need to be there. You might even notice them responding, and you're writing their responses back to you as you're writing, almost like a conversation. So just let it flow. With that, you can pause it here, and then we'll come back once you've finished your letter. Welcome back. I give you a big hug. I hold you. Oh, that was a lot, wasn't it? I can feel it. Yeah. And I feel too, for all of our loved ones who are here, this kind of humming, buzzing energy of the excitement of connection made. And that something shifted. That's another thing. When we come back, bring our hands to each other, find that warmth, rub your hands and palms together again. And when they feel nice and warm, place them on your heart, one palm over the other, over your chest. And just feel the warmth. Feel that love of your loved one. It's always here for you. It's always here for you. We live so much in a physical world, but we're spiritual beings in our world. We have these bodies, but we're more than our bodies. We're more than physical space and time. Many ways these are illusions. And just know you can always check in with your loved one. They're with you. You can call to them and talk to them at any moment. And if you feel like they have more to say, or you have more to say, you can pause and continue to write back and forth. Or if you feel like it's complete, you have a few options with the letter. I invite you to open your eyes. Shake your hands, just shake them. Kind of release, not the full connection, but release some of the intensity. If you need to shake your body, animals in the wild, when they experience deep emotions or they're getting into a different part of their brain that's more kind of primal, they'll literally just shake their body. So you could even do it like a little dance, shake the body a bit. For this letter, if you want to do it in a way with no flames, just move it through, you can fold the letter and then take scissors and just cut it into lots of little pieces. And then with ceremony, put it in the recycling. Just kind of toss it, almost like a little snowstorm, into your recycling bin. As you do this, you can feel the transformation, the change, this communication going out, and it's going to be recycled into the world. That's a really clean way to do it. The other way, which I like, and it's a little bit more dramatic, I like to burn the letters. And in that moment, I say this is being sent to you and it is being transformed. And just like when we cut the letter and recycle, it's being transformed. Burning it is a literal chemical transformation of the letter. So it's another way that you can send it. Both work fine. You just want to make sure that you're feeling it being sent to where it needs to be sent. And if it's one that you do want to hold on to, for instance, that letter I mentioned to Michelle last year, it had so many joyful memories in it that I kept it. But in general, when you're writing your loved ones who've passed, you do want to send it because your relationship with them is not stagnant. It's not over when they die. When Michelle passed away, it was very unexpected. I was 15 years old. She died in a car accident. And she was an only child. Her parents went through, obviously, the most immense grief you can imagine, loss of a child. And for a long time, her father almost seemed like he'd gone crazy. We grew up in Nevada. He's an artist, a brilliant photographer. And he would just go out into the desert and walk and walk and walk and collect rocks. And my friends and I were so worried about what had happened to him in his grief. But eventually, through that, I think he ended up meeting a shaman as part of it. But he realized that it wasn't that his relationship with his daughter was over, but that it had just changed. And he came to a new understanding of our experience as humans and what it means to live and what it means to die and how there are cycles and there's never really an end to it all. And so I invite you with this letter to not have it be any type of stagnant ending or a farewell, but more of an Wiedersehen. I'll see you again. And be very gentle with yourself. So once you go ahead and you send your letter, the next thing I want you to do is just cleanse your body. And the best way to do this, I find, is just to first physically wash my hands. And you can do it with water like you normally would wash your hands. Or you can just hit your palms across each other, like you might hear it in the sound here. I'm just kind of smacking my palms back and forth. Brush your body off with your hands as if you're brushing dust off, acknowledging that you're kind of taking your own energy back. So they might be with you and watching over you. You're not losing that connection, but you're washing off that immediate connection of their feelings and your feelings going back and forth in such a dialogue. You're kind of reclaiming your space. And you can wipe your whole body with your hands, but just even doing it three times, three on your hands, three on your body, three, one, two, three. That's going to help break the connection so you're fully reclaiming your energy to yourself again. A few other ceremonial things you could do. You could go in the shower, throw a ring of salt around your body to wash and cleanse. You could sage your room, sage your home. And with that, bringing in the transformation of the relationship. They can still be with you. They can access you, but there's something clean. There's something that's moved and you're kind of in your next moment. And it might still be a next moment of deep grief, but it's at least something that you felt. And it, through the act of just being with your loved one in taking this letter, I know it's very brave. Feel that. Congratulate yourself. Thank yourself for being willing to do this. And know that it's always here for you. If you want to come back and write another letter, this is always here for you. And just be very gentle with yourself. Make sure you stay hydrated. Get some good rest. Avoid a lot of screen time at night. Maybe make some nice tea. Do the things that bring you pleasure. I mentioned animal shaking. You might even want to put on some music and just dance and feel the joy. There could even be songs that remind you of the person that you put on. Or maybe you put on new music you think they would love and you just bask in the connection that you have tapped back into through writing this letter. I know this is different from a lot of my other episodes, but I really do believe in the power of letters to transform ourselves and our relationships. And it's the reason that I study historic letters, because there is something so beautiful in this ancient craft that we need, our souls desperately need, to communicate with ourselves and with others. So again, I find you very brave for taking this time. I hope that you found it therapeutic, and I hope that you come back again and continue to write to your loved ones and just remember that it's not anyone else who has this connection. It's not me with the podcast. It's literally you creating this space for yourself. It's always available to you. Thank you.